In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, out of His love to us, does not want only that we obey Him as slaves to their master, but he wants us to abide in Him. And no slave in the world can abide in his master. Only the children can abide in their father. And in many times and in many occasions, our Lord repeated this word when He asked us many times to abide in Him. Today He says to the Jews who believed in Him, I want to free you from the slavery of worshipping. I don't want you to worship me out of fear or out of slavery. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. This is number one. How to abide in Him? Through His word. If I want to abide in our Lord Jesus Christ, I have not only to memorize His words, not only to be able to repeat them or teach them or preach them, but also to live them. Abide in the Word of God means to live the Word of God. And discipleship of the Lord needs from me to adopt all His words. And He did not say commandments or orders or burdens on me. He just said words. And the Word of God is not only alive, but life-giving word, as we heard during this week from Amba Yusuf, and we hear always. The Word of God is alive, and the Word of God gives me life. This is number one. That's why we need not to only to read the Bible every day, chapter or more. Some people during the Great Lent finish every day book, either from the Old Testament or the New Testament, if they have chance and time. They are unceasingly interested to read the Word of God. It's very good, but not enough. Not enough. We can read, we can teach, we can explain, we can even memorize long parts from the Bible. But it is not enough if we don't live the Word of God. Truly, we cannot abide in Him. Number two, in John 6, when our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking about His body and His blood, He said, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. This is number two. There are many, many, many things to abide, but we will take just these two things. Abide in the Word of God to live it, and abide in receiving the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is very good to receive the Holy Communion every day. But also it is not enough for me. Or it not just to receive the body and the blood, but to prepare myself in a good way to be worthy for the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what we need, really, is to free ourselves from the sin. That's why here our Lord Jesus Christ said, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And I want to free you from the slavery of the sin. A slave does not abide in the house forever. The slave does not abide in the house forever. But a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. This message is not for the Jews today. This message is for me. If I want to abide in his body and his blood, I have to repent. And if I go into repentance, I have to be honest in my repentance. Not just to say some words to the confession father and get the absolution and that's it. No. But to feel deeply sorrow, to feel deeply regretting my sins, either the negative sins which I commit or the virtues that I am lazy to live in or to look or to work for. These 2 points are very important, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and this is the message of today. We have an intimate relationship with our Lord, and we are lucky to be Christians, because our Lord does not give commandments and lives in heavens and we are so far from him. No. Our Lord Jesus Christ lives in me, abides in me, and he wants me to separate from the sin, to abide in him. And in this way I will step on all the pleasures of this world easily. I will not have a big effort to give up my iniquities, my weaknesses, my sins, my bad desires, my pleasures in this world. It will be very easy to give up. When I abide truly in him. Let us pray from all our hearts, saying, O our Lord, let us abide in your word, not only to read but to live. Let us abide in your body, not only to partake but to prepare ourselves for this great honor. Glory be to God forever. Amen.